Hello, I'm Hannah Gelbart. This is What in the World from the BBC World Service, the podcast that explains what in the world is going on. It's Friday night, and throngs of gay men have gathered at a club in the centre of Moscow. It's a space where they feel free to be themselves, sharing drinks and dancing. But late in the night, suddenly the music stops. Police raid the building and start taking photos of people's passports. According to Russian media, this scene was repeated across the city on Friday night, at several other bars and clubs, even a sauna. Same-sex relationships aren't illegal in Russia, but many LGBT people see these raids as a form of intimidation, an effort to limit their freedoms. Authorities have said they were looking for drugs, but these raids came just one day after Russia's Supreme Court banned what it called, in quotes, the international LGBT social movement. The court also labelled its members as, in quotes, extremists. Now that's left many queer Russians worried about their basic rights. Vasil, who's a gay man in his 20s, spoke to us after the ruling. In order to protect his identity, his words are voiced by one of our colleagues.
The day this terrible decision was made, we became afraid. We will do everything possible to avoid becoming victims of this regime, but every day we have less and less confidence in this. We really want to be safe and live without fear of a random phone call from an unknown number demanding to appear at the police station for any far-fetched reason. People should be free.
So in this episode of What in the World, we're asking, why did Russia's Supreme Court ban the, quotes, LGBT movement, and what does that mean for people's future? I've been speaking to Sergei Gordiashko, a reporter for the BBC's Russian service based in Riga. Hi, Sergei.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi. So what is life like for LGBT people in Russia right now?
So it has been hard, and it now has become much harder. For the last 10 years, Russian gay people has faced the risk of being fined or even put to prison just for so-called gay propaganda. There's been a legislation introduced back in 2013. Russian gay people were basically banned of talking that they are gay in front of minors. For instance, gay people, openly gay people, were not allowed to be teachers at schools, for example, because the very fact that they are gay was already looked at as propaganda. Gay people in Russia are always at risk of being harassed on the streets or online or even beaten up. And talking about some North Caucasus republics in Russia, there have been cases where gay people have been killed.
Russia's Supreme Court ruled that LGBT activists should be designated as extremists. What was the reason behind this?
There are different ideas why this extremist designation happened now. One could be because Russian authorities want to do something which could be positively seen by part of Russian society, which is ultra patriotic, which is like pro-war, pro-Kremlin, pro-Putin, and they need this to happen now because Vladimir Putin is facing presidential election in 2024. The other fact is that it allows Russian authorities to target specific people just on the basis that they are gay, because this legislation, which is basically don't know yet how exactly it would work, that's third things first. So Russian court has designated the international LGBT community as an organization, as an extremist organization. But there is no international LGBT community as an entity. Mm. There is no such an NGO. There is no such organization.
So it's individuals from lots of different communities, but they're kind of bunching them together.
Yes, exactly. So from one hand, we could see it like Russian authorities has designated something which does not exist, an extremist. So probably there won't be any repressions because the organization that they want to repress does not exist. But from the other hand, they consider all gay people, as we see it now, as a part of this LGBT community. They're all LGBT organizations, all LGBT rights defenders as also part of this international LGBT community. So that goes that they are extremists and they should be prosecuted. Imagine this, there is a person who's still in Russia, who's a human rights defender, who's like anti-war, who's LGBTQ defender, and he still manages to live in Russia without any fines or without any prosecutions, like he's vigilant. He wants to stay in the country, but he still wants to protect Russian people. And he's gay. And now, just the very fact that he's gay allows Russian authorities to put him in prison if he's openly gay.
So that's what this ruling means. They can just put people in prison if they're openly gay.
We haven't seen yet how it would work. And the other problem is that it was a closed court hearing and ruling has not been and won't be published because it was a closed court hearing. And we don't know in terms of the legislation, what have they written in it. But it could work this, and many human rights defenders, many lawyers say that this is a real possibility.
There's a lot of uncertainty following the ruling by the Supreme Court. Many LGBT Russians are struggling to figure out what to do next. This is Margot. To protect her identity, her words have been voiced by one of my colleagues.
Obviously, I don't know how to keep on living. I'm scared and nervous. It is deeply uncomfortable to understand that you are the person who is prohibited by your own country. I cannot move out of Russia right now because I cannot save any money. At least I have some finances to make ends meet. I'm bisexual, so on the one hand, for me, it may be a bit easier because I may have sexual relationships with men and pretend I am heterosexual. But on the other hand, I don't want to pretend that I'm someone who I'm really not. What strikes me the most is that many heterosexual people have welcomed this new law. I see lots of posts with positive attitudes towards the new laws on the Russian segment of Twitter. And I have also had similar stances in real life. Hatred has filled all aspects of life. In the past, I could not fully disclose who I really was. And now, everything is even stricter. I cannot, for instance, hug another girl while I'm outside of my house because I might be prosecuted for that. I'm scared and shocked at how fast they start raiding gay clubs. I'm deeply pessimistic regarding Russia's future for the years to come, and I cannot plan anything beyond one day. I am disoriented and not sure Russia is the country that I want to connect my future with.
Some Russians have decided not to wait around to see what happens next. Maxim, who's an activist, he supports transgender and non-binary people, he decided to leave Russia a week before the ruling was even issued. He spoke to the BBC's Steve Rosenberg before leaving the country.
I feel completely rejected by my own country. The people we put in power are meant to take care of us. But the opposite is happening. They're punishing us. They're wiping their feet on us. I'm being forced out.
Russia's Supreme Court specifically stated that the, quotes, international LGBT movement is extremist. I asked Sergei why the court wanted to emphasise that gay people are somehow foreign.
Russian authorities cannot allow people to think that there is an LGBT organisation in Russia. So which is why they are saying that LGBT is something coming from our foreign adversaries, like from some European or American people. And this is something foreign, something which is not Russian, something which cannot exist on Russian soil. And this is why they've decided to come up with this name of an international LGBT community. My take is this. I think it's just because they want people to think that this is something coming from abroad and something which has never existed in Russia, something which is not like with traditional values, something which could not be invented by Russian people. Like Russian people cannot be openly gay, and that's the idea, I believe. Yeah.
How has Russia responded to criticism that it might be violating the rights of LGBT people?
Well, Russia does not see it like a violation of their rights, first of all. They just say, like, look, we do not ban LGBT people. We know that there are, like, gay people in Russia. We just protect children from propaganda. We just protect our traditional values. People can be gay in Russia. That's all right. That's not the problem. The problem is that, well, it's not in accordance with the Russian values, which is why we don't want these people to be openly gay. But when they're home, they can do whatever they want, whatever they like. That's what they say. And they say that they do not ban LGBT people. They ban the organization, which tries to undermine Russian society, which tries to destroy these traditional values, these core values for the country and stuff. So they deny that they are oppressing gay people.
Thank you so much for speaking to me.
Thank you, Hannah. Really pleasure to speaking to you.
Bye.
Bye.
This Supreme Court ruling complicates the lives of LGBT people in Russia. But many people have told us that they will find a way to persevere, partly because they have no other choice. This is Ksenia Kuleshova. She's a documentary photographer who lives in Berlin. And over the past 5 years, she's captured the daily lives of nearly 120 LGBT people in Russia.
Hello. I call my protagonists heroes because they are all heroes to me. I'm not a queer person myself. I'm an ally. So I can only talk about myself as a photographer who has been working on this project for 5 years and has seen so many stories. Even if you are open to your friends or family, you can't show your affection to your partner in public. You can't kiss your partner or hold your hands. Occasionally, it was possible between two girls because they could look just like friends, not girlfriends. In any situation, they had to be careful when doing it in front of the others. Sometimes there are problems that you don't think about. For instance, they can't rent a flat together as a couple. They have to pretend they are just friends. At work, they usually don't say that they have a same-sex partner, or of course, some of them do, but that's always followed by the fear of judgment, or it's just sometimes safer for them not to say it at all. I found some positive stories as well, when families tolerate their children, don't turn away after their child comes out to them, and accept them for who they are. It was truly wonderful to see that they are parents who love and support their children, regardless of what. The LGBT community in Russia has been oppressed for a long time, but they always keep doing their jobs, their activism, their podcasts, their media, and the human rights organizations that continue to exist and try to save their lives. So I think they will keep trying and not give up. When I worked on the project, I saw how my heroes express their sexuality in different ways. Most of them had small details in their wardrobe, or were wearing rainbow flags as pins, or were wearing rainbow socks, or of course had flags at home. A few of them have a rainbow tattoo. The new law has made all these signs illegal, and it's of course a real risk to have them now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What in the World from the BBC World Service. I'm Hannah Gelbart. If you've enjoyed what you've just heard, you might like another episode we did on asexuality, where we asked if it's the invisible sexual orientation. You can find it wherever you're listening to this. I'll see you next time. Bye.